Did you hear what Chipotle, you know, the restaurant is doing? This was just announced earlier this week. They have found a use for the pits from the 300 million avocados they use in their guacamole each year.
And what would that be?
Instead of trashing the pits, they are now using them to dye the company's new limited edition Chipotle clothing and accessories. Yes, you can wear Chipotle.
Yeah.
According to the, no surprise, chief marketing officer.
Yeah.
We know people are looking to celebrate their passion for Chipotle, and we set out to create a line of products with the same thoughtfulness, care, and attention to detail that we use in our kitchens. With Chipotle clothing and accessories, our fans can get quality items that support sustainable agriculture and represent a mission of cultivating a better world. It's a gender-neutral collection that includes avocado-dyed shirts and tote bags, custom order shirts where fans can customize their go-to Chipotle order ingredient by ingredient, avocado-lined jean jackets, sweatshirts, hats, baby onesies, leggings, reusable lunch bags, and more.
How many times do you have to wash them so they don't smell like an avocado?
It doesn't say, although it does say that the pits are simmered in water to create the plant-based dye, which varies in color. Each piece is unique from the avo-dyed collection that requires 5 avocado pits, equivalent to 5 orders of guacamole, depending on the season and size of the fruit. So I wonder.
So variable shades, though, not really different colors, but variations
variable shades,
of the
yeah,
shade.
Yeah. I'm wondering, then, does this mean, could you go, if you are a person that likes to frequent Chipotle and order the guacamole, could you say, and by the way, those pits that were used to make my guacamole, I would like my pits to be in my clothing wear that I'm going to order and wear next time I'm here in Chipotle.
Yeah.
They're not the only ones who are doing this, though, right? Didn't you talk about how you could get Kentucky Fried Chicken shoes or something?
Exactly, right? The shoes.
Yeah, but that was... Yeah. They weren't using chicken parts to make the shoes. They were only printing them on the shoes.
Yeah, they used. Well, they had used fake. They used the fake chicken pieces on top of the shoes.
You know? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Not the real.
Food. Not the real thing.
No.
The Colonel doesn't want
to
waste
your shoes.
I wonder how well those are selling with those chicken parts
they sold
on top.
They sold out
right away.
Anytime, novelty item, eh?
Anytime any of these restaurants introduce this stuff, you know, because they got fans, and it just sells out. And people want this uniqueness.
Or they put them away to sell them on eBay later.
You can have mine.
Yeah, well, if you're interested, by the way, ChipotleGoods.com. As long as we're talking about it, if you'd like to get your Chipotle ware, ChipotleGoods.com.
Wait, Dave, we can have yours?
I don't have any. Yeah.
What size shoe do you wear? I want to know what kind of value I'm getting.
Oh, size 12. You're getting a
size
shoe.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. Now we're cooking.
So for Dave's shoe, we'll have to have the piece of thigh. I need a big piece. Art, we'll put a wing on your shoe. How about that?